You know, it was good. It was similar to the night before, but it wasn't as good as the numbers are. It wasn't a full game. And he wasn't alone. I think when we got the lead, we let up a little bit, and it's, you know, we tried to put the stress not playing the score, but did a great job at times and then fell off, and just hopefully we can, you know, put together a full game and be just consistent throughout. Just at the defensively, not so much the shots and making and missing shots.
It seems like that chemistry he and Donovan have that we've been hearing about was really on display tonight. They were really looking for each other a lot.
Yeah, no, that's one of the beauties of summer league is those guys get to play together, play off each other, get the feel. And they struggled towards the end when they were switching everything, but you know it's a great teaching moment for the coaches to show and kind of help them with those different situations they haven't faced.
Do you sense that Dante is maybe a little more confident, a little more relaxed out there maybe right now?
No question. I think it works two ways. Like the confidence, I think it works really well, like because he wants to play against the best players and do well. But then I think it also leads to that lackadaisical kind of, especially I think when we get tired, it's human nature, but kind of the coasting. But no, I think he is more confident.
How was he guarding Markel tonight, do you think?
He did a really good job. I think, you know, sometimes, one of the things, Donovan, he gets so aggressive and gets amped up early on that he might get an early foul. But, no, he did a good job. I think he got a little relaxed when he hit that three in front of him with his hands down. But it's just got to be every possession. And, especially, when it's not the summer league, the margin of error is a lot smaller.
How much production were you expecting to get from Donovan this early? I mean, he's seemed to exceed the expectations of fans, but what about you guys?
You know, I don't think, I'm not sure if I had any expectations of his production. I think that's the first year in the summer league, just to see what we have, put him in different situations, get to know him, and he's been, I know he's been great, and he still has a lot to learn, like the rest of them. But, the great thing about him is you don't have to coach him playing hard, which is a nice thing.
Do you anticipate Dante continuing to play a full load for tomorrow and all the back-to-back?
We'll see. I mean, that's what we tell him. I mean, I'll talk to Coach Snyder and let's see what he have tonight. He had, 29 minutes. And, it's funny because everybody, you think they'd want to play 40. But we'll look at it. I'll talk to Dante, the trainer, Coach Snyder. But it's, another good game tomorrow against good players. And you can't replicate that in here with cones and coaches and things of that nature. You get to play against actually really good players.
Any challenge getting the guys focused with off-season stuff going on with Gordon and his departure?
We haven't talked about it. I mean, I think our group here, we have practice every morning, and we have enough to focus on the game that night or the mistakes we made the night before. So, it's obviously there. But, I don't think we had a hard time getting focused, our group.
What about your personal feelings?
My personal feelings? It's tough. I really do wish Gordon and his family the best. It's tough. We have not much else to do other than we have a great core here and, move on.
Donovan Mitchell talked to us yesterday about how he thought he had a terrible defensive game in game one and kind of wanted to talk to you guys and watch film about what happened in that game. And do you see that he progressed from game one to game two, or what did you show him on that film?
I think, similar to Dante, I think he has these really good on the ball. Like he did, does a he adjusted himself, like not drawing like the little hand check fouls. He just needs to, it's just that relax. I think when we get tired or we get the lead tonight, you take that relax, you get kind of, you lose vision or you relax on the weak side, and then you're a step slow. And as the competition gets greater, like that becomes a bigger and bigger deal. But no, he's good at moments and not so good at other moments. And, hopefully it can, kind of be the, have more good moments than bad moments.
And then Eric Griffin has had a pretty good summer league over the last couple of games. Not a big name, obviously, but what do you think he's brought to the team?
He's, Eric and the rest of the guys, with so many guys in the roster, he's been ready to play. He wasn't going to play the first game, but he came. I mean, they're great. Like, it's a great group of guys. And he comes in and gets that rebound. He sat for a while. I think he came in just like a 2.5-minute mark. And he, it's a game-changing play. But, he's been great. Energy. More than anything, with all those guys coming off the bench.
Can you talk about Joel's progress? He seemed to have a better night tonight than he did two nights ago.
Yeah, no, Joel played. Joel was great. Playing the 4 and 5 is sometimes hard, and it's good just to get reps for him, just to know your role, I think Joel's the great thing about him. He wants to be good at everything right away, instead of just focusing on the one or two things you do well. Okay, let's do that, and then just pick a third thing to do. But again, like the rest of the guys, you never have to worry about him working hard or motivating him, so you're able to coach him on the little nuances.